The other that I find very interesting is pose control. And what you can do is you can take your character that you've generated, and using a reference image, your character can replicate the poses from that image. And they have some examples on the site. Check out the site in the show notes. Like a ballerina doing a pose, and you can have your character replicate that pose using this pose control feature. So just a bunch of very interesting options for utilizing your character or your virtual actor or your virtual model, whatever you want to refer to your generated AI character as. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with another episode talking all about an AI tool that I am very impressed with and excited to bring to you marketers today. It is called RenderNet AI, and it is an advanced platform that's all about generating AI characters and virtual humans that are high quality, high fidelity, and most importantly, consistent. The technology leverages Flux images as well as Stable Diffusion models to generate these highly customizable images and videos that are, again, extremely character driven and extremely consistent. The platform's main offering really is maintaining that character consistency across multiple generations, which is such a huge deal for content creation and especially for marketers and brands who want to use these tools, these image generation tools, to create campaigns. You can generate a virtual model or character in multiple different scenes and situations and outfits with multiple different products that's going to have uniform facial characteristics, uniform style, uniform overall appearance. It's going to be the same person. So we will hop into the tool at the end of our episode and do a couple of clicks, a one-click character creation or generation, as they call it, just so you can get an idea of what the tool looks like and what it's capable of. For now, though, let's go through a few of the key features. Again, you have the character lab, in which you can generate these hyper-realistic characters with consistent appearances using only one reference image to create that character consistency, which is pretty impressive and kind of indicates the ease of use and the seamlessness, which is a big plus here for this tool. Very little requirements as far as a learning curve goes to get started with the tool. During the creation of the character, you have the ability to customize various aspects from ethnicity to body type to hairstyle and complexion and more. And it's the advanced creation and the generation systems that I think are truly impressive and I think are what makes RenderNet intriguing and sets it apart from other similar avatar generating tools. One is Face Lock, which maintains the facial characteristics across multiple images and videos. The other that I find very interesting is Pose Control. And what you can do is you can take your character that you've generated, and using a reference image, your character can replicate the poses from that image. And they have some examples on the site. Check out the site in the show notes, like a ballerina doing a pose, and you can have your character replicate that pose using this pose control feature. So just a bunch of very interesting options for utilizing your character or your virtual actor or your virtual model, whatever you want to refer to your generated AI character as. And on top of that, they're going to have a bunch of voiceover and narration features as well. Their narrator capability allows for very accurate lip syncing in over 25 different languages. We've talked a lot about lip syncing in the last couple episodes with tools like HeyGen or 11 Labs. So you can add RenderNet to that list now. They even have a really interesting feature that allows you to apply lifelike skin textures and details to your characters. So it sounds like to make them appear more human and maybe less perfect and kind of remove those characters from any sort of uncanny valley that they might have fallen into. But it's the use cases that are so powerful here for us as marketers. There's so many, and so many of them are very marketing focused. You have the ability to create virtual influencers for your video or film advertisements and productions and social media content creation. You can create actors or models or influencers for marketing and advertising campaigns, storyboarding and concept development, just so many things that are important to marketing departments and marketing agencies and creatives. Of course, the applications go well beyond that with entertainment alone, video game development and music video generation, etc. Just again, so many interesting use cases here. So if you are in a marketing department or your marketing team is or has been hiring influencers or is looking into that or is in the business of putting together productions or video shoots or photo shoots with models or actors, maybe it's time to consider going virtual with these people or workers. Again, we're not going to get into the philosophy and politics of job displacement of human actors and human models, definitely for a different AI podcast. But the reality is, as business owners, and in many cases, I would imagine listening to this show, small business owners, the ability to create a virtual AI character opens up an entirely new set of channels and avenues to reach your customers. And I think one could probably argue almost whether or not you're displacing a job at all, considering you wouldn't be able to afford or to hire a real model or a real actor. But again, not the time or place for those debates. But feel free to hit me in the comments if you'd like to get into it a little bit. Okay, before we get into the little demo here, though, let's just talk about pricing. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen for anybody who is watching along right now. Just one moment here. You should be looking at the pricing screen now, but of course, just check out the links in the show notes to get more details. As you can see, they do appear to have a sale going on right now. If you purchase annually, you're going to save 40% at the year-end sale. So definitely hop on that while you still can if you're interested. Their pricing annually is as follows. For the basic plan, you're looking at $5 per month, standard for $14 per month, the ultra plan for $41, and then the elite plan or the elite plus plus plan for $150 per month. And then under each plan, you get a different amount of assets to generate. Essentially, they utilize, again, Flux and Stable Diffusion XL for images, and the number of Flux and SDXL images that you have available increases according to your plan, as well as the videos that you can generate and the length of narration videos that you can create as well. They have a bunch of frequently asked questions on the site as well. So again, check out that link in the show notes if you are curious. Also, and very important, it should be mentioned that if you want the ability to use your generations commercially, you're going to have to get the standard plan, $14 per month annually or $24 per month if you go monthly. And again, if you are serious about using this in your content creation, in your marketing strategy, definitely go with the commercial use option just to cover your bases. Okay, so really cool, pretty impressive. Again, I think the use cases of this tool are super interesting. Let me know what you're going to be creating your AI characters for, but it is officially Christmas Eve here at the AI Marketing Navigator, and I need to get to bed so Santa Claus can visit. So that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.